It's now time to talk Royal Valley boys basketball here in our locker room chats with head coach Chris Brown here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and well, Royal Valley's gotten off to a great start this year. 2 wins, 2-0 on the year, a 49-30 win over Jackson Heights on Friday, and then Tuesday night, a 56-27 victory over Jeff West. So, coach, two pretty good wins. How would you assess the play of your guys so far?
Overall, I think okay. Certainly, we have a lot of things we can improve on. That Jackson Heights game, man, we played a bad third quarter. Only scored 8 points and kind of have a big halftime lead and just expected them to have a little better killer instinct in the third. But what I liked is against Jeff West, we had a pretty decent halftime lead as well. And that third quarter came out and played well and scored 18 points and extended it up to 30. So we have a running clock. So it's nice to see, you know, early in the year making those steps forward where you want to make progress. And that was a place I definitely saw it through 2 games.
Yeah, and I look back at that first game against Jackson Heights. It was a game I was able to watch, and one guy that stood out to me was K.J. Miller. He just seemed like he did kind of everything you needed him to do. What did you see from him in that first game and through the first two?
Yeah, you know, K.J. is probably one of the more underrated players in the state. He was having a great junior year last year, and he sprained his ankle and missed the second half of the regular season and tried coming back for postseason, but just wasn't quite the same. And so he certainly picked off where he left off pre-ankle injury last year and scored 19 against Heights. 23 last night, and he's just so smooth around the rim and kind of does everything for us. So, yeah, he's a solid player who is a coach's dream because he just helps you so many ways.
I think what impressed me the most about him, too, is his footwork. And then you had a guy like Mason Thomas get off to a pretty good start there against Jackson Heights as well. What have you seen from Mason being one of those returning guys that you talked about you were going to lead on quite a bit?
Yeah, you know, Mason has had what I think is pretty quiet, you know, 14 against Heights and 17 last night. And you know, he has the capability to just explode on any given night, but he's definitely played within himself. And, you know, we get a lead and he starts working on other aspects of his game. He's passed the ball really well so far this year and been a distributor for us. And I really liked it because he hit the boards against Jeff West last night. I think had 8 rebounds. So a great all-around player. And like you said, he's going to get his quiet. When he has a quiet night, it's in the teens. And you'll see him a couple times this year, I'm sure, blow up and have some really high scoring outputs.
Now you look at it here to this Friday, you've got Riverside, who has had a pretty good start to the year as well. What do you know about Riverside and going into this game? What are your expectations?
Yeah, you know, 2-0, and I don't know much about Donovan West, who they beat last night, but I know Troy is a real solid team that they beat on opening night. So got a couple good big guys down low and, you know, really good point guard who's been around the league for a long time. So going to Riverside is always a challenge, a long bus ride, and a little different setup with how they play their games up there, but I just hope that we're mentally focused and ready and go up there and be prepared for a dogfight because I'm sure they're going to give us one.
Well, Coach, with that, congratulations on the 2-0 start to the year with the wins over Jackson Heights and Jeff West, and good luck against Riverside on Friday.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Chris Brown, head coach of the Royal Valley Boys, joining us on our locker room chats, brought to you by the Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, here on FM 103.9 KNZA.